It is brought to you by your local Nissan dealers. Shop yours today. Hello, Sharky.
Hey, Gina Jay. Good afternoon. What is going on in the crazy and wacky world of gossip?
So they're saying Maroon 5's doing halftime at the Super Bowl.
I think that's great. I love Maroon 5.
I do too.
Maroon 5 fan.
Oh, yeah. And we have a chance, by the way, for people to win 4 tickets, meet and greets, and premier limo for Maroon 5 at the XL Center.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Huge.
Just go on to our website.
Well, the Super Bowl is February 3rd.
Yep.
Of course, Adam Levine's a fixture on The Voice on NBC, but he's going to be on CBS that day, so we'll see what they come up with. But I think they're going to be great.
Julie Chen was on Big Brother last night, and she used her name again, Julie Chen Moonves, and everybody was clapping for her.
Yeah, apparently she's going to be coming back to Big Brother. They're pretty sure they're going to renew for next season. The ratings are still good for the show. Of course, she's off the talk.
Yep.
And let's be honest here. On the talk, there's going to be sexual harassment topics coming up all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Probably uncomfortable for her. On Big Brother, though, none of that kind of stuff. It's pretty scripted. So, plus, it won't be as much time for her to go and film that. So, you know, she wanted to be closer to her family during these difficult times. So, I think she'll be able to do that and do the show without too much controversy coming her way.
Ashton Kutcher accidentally hit a 19-year-old riding a scooter.
Leo Marengai, Ashton came out of the lot there in his Tesla, accidentally hit him. The kid went flying into the air and landed on the pavement. I guess he's got a couple of bruises and a scraped up knee, but he stopped for a selfie with Ashton. Ashton got out of the car and hopefully everything's okay. It didn't sound all that serious.
He's going to wake up tomorrow and go, my neck, my back.
Oh my God, I can get some money out of this guy. Why not?
Burt Reynolds was laid to rest today.
Yeah, good old Smokey and the Bandit laying to rest. I guess they're going to auction off his incredible car collection now in Vegas.
I know. I guess it's $1 million they're thinking it's going to pull in. So last night, I'm going to tell you what a lot of people were doing.
Yeah, I think I know where you're going here.
Kylie Jenner broke the internet again last night, and it wasn't over a nude photo or anything. It's because she tweeted out that it was the first time that she had put milk on her cereal.
You know, that just shows you how much free time we have in our society.
Yeah, too much. Like, let's see, 115,000 likes, 16,000 retweets, and 5,500 replies in 15 hours.
Apparently, she lost her milk virginity to Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal. With whole milk.
And they even replied too, and they sent like a little photo of a box and they spelled Crunch with a K. Oh my God!
Oh, how clever. I'm going to spell clever with a K. What do you think of that?
There you go. I think that's perfect.
That just shows you right there how much free time this
world has. I know.
And pretty sad.
Well, we'll have some free time to watch this because I'm excited. They did announce it's official today. NBC said that Kelly Clarkson will get her own talk show. They picked it up. But the only thing is we have to wait like a year for it. It'll be the fall of 2019.
Hopefully she won't be dancing like the other talk show host there.
Well, the show is going to actually lead into the Ellen DeGeneres show here in the Hartford area.
Wow.
Yeah, so good for Kelly.
Is that on 30?
It is, yes, on NBC. Oh, and another thing that we have to wait for a long time. I know there's a lot of Downton Abbey fans. Well, the movie got a release date. It's official. It's going to be on September 20th of 2019. I don't like waiting for things. I really don't. Thanks, Shark. For more celebrity gossip, you can check out our website at 96.5tic.com.